Stupid piece of crap. I swear to God, this thing breaks every other week. I don't know what the hell she spends all of her money on, but it sure as fuck isn't on half decent equipment. How the hell are you supposed to run a club with a crap sound system like this? You lost or something? What are you doing back here? Bathroom's down the hall the other way. Or if you're looking for the, back rooms, you're on the wrong side of the building entirely. You heard me yelling. Guess I got a bit carried away. What, did you think I was hurt or something? Nah, I'm just stuck back here doing bitch work that isn't in my job description. Technically, you aren't in an employee-only area, so I guess I don't have to throw you out of here. Hey, any chance you know anything about sound systems? Or how to work on human electronics? Yeah, this thing's busted again. Sure is weird to be in a nightclub with no music, isn't it? Boss asked me to try and fix it at least once a month. Sometimes, I get it working in a few minutes. Other times... Well, I've been here almost an hour now, if that says anything to you. I can fix a lot of things, but this old hunk of junk is beyond me. What am I supposed to be doing? Unfortunately, I'm supposed to be in the back room working with their security system. You ask me to fix that, and I'll have it up and running again in 15 minutes flat. But that's because I installed that one myself. Human tech is so behind the times, you know. If it was up to me, I'd rip the whole damn thing out and replace it. But boss doesn't want to spend the money. So, she has put up with it needing to be fixed all the time. And thus, so do I. You want to take a look at it? Be my guest. Panel's already off. You probably can't break it any more than it already is. Technically, I'm not supposed to let customers do this. But, you know, nobody will really know other than me. Not like anyone else watches the cameras. You found something wrong. What's wrong with it, then? Wiring's damaged? I don't think we have any spares around here, either. I'll have to text the boss lady and let her know she needs to order something in. Which one is it? Okay. Here, let me get in there and take a picture. Alright, let me just send it over and... Actually, I don't think I will. You know what? You just saved me at least an hour or two of suffering. She's not even at the club today, so... If I wait a few hours, and then tell her I figured it out, well, she'll just think it's business as usual. Hey, thanks. I'm gonna head back to my office and just fuck around a bit and take it easy. You want to come with? I'll get you a drink or something. Some of the good stuff. Least I can do to say thanks. Am I going to get in trouble? Look, I'm the only person who runs security around here, except for those goons at the front door. If I say someone's allowed in the back rooms, then they're allowed in the back rooms. Simple as that. So, what do you say? You will? Alright, cool. Let me get off my knees first. My legs are so sore from kneeling down in front of this shitbox. Shit. I feel like my legs are made of jelly. You alright? Big lady? Yeah, I'm a big lady. Least compared to you humans. Where I come from, I'd be a perfectly normal size lady. I'd ask if you're into that sort of thing, but I already know the answer. I turn plenty of heads when I walk the club. Kinda sucks, though. None of the architecture around here is made for me. Now, if you're done gawking at me, how about that drink? Great. Come on then. Security room's a bit of a walk from here. Here, this is it. Come on in. The place is a lot bigger than it looks from the outside, isn't it? Sending instructions don't really let us build up, so we built down. Is it necessary? I mean, we're probably the biggest sex club in the city, which is why it's wild we don't have more security staff. But, you know, people are too busy gooning out of their minds to really cause problems. Anyway, we need space for private rooms and showing. So, yeah, it's necessary. Feel free to make yourself comfy. I complain enough to get my office at least somewhat cushy. You got any preference for drinks? I've got a little bit of everything. All the top shelf stuff. Yeah, I can do that. I can't mix anything though, so I hope you like it straight. Am I allowed to drink on the job? Sure am. Our bodies don't process alcohol like yours, so we don't get drunk. It tastes real good though. Here you go. I would join you, but I'm really not in the mood. By the way, thanks again. It would be so much easier if we'd upgrade your damn equipment, but, you know, not my call. What am I doing here? Oh, is that obvious? Yeah, I'm a bit out of place, aren't I? I don't want to get into the details, because that means I'd have to think about the details, and that really sucks. So, let's just say that I owe a lot of money to the owner of our fine establishment. I was initially given a choice to whore myself out to repay it, but as soon as I said I was good with technology, I got scooped up and shoved into the security office. I'm not against having a good time, but I'd much rather have it on my terms, and not because of debt. So, here I am. I practically live here now. I get a bit of personal pay to take care of myself, and the rest goes into paying off what I owe. At some point, I'll get out of here and go off-world again. Earth ain't bad, but I'd rather be in space. Speaking of, I need to take a load off. I don't think I'll ever really get used to the gravity here. You know, I told you they can get comfy. Sit wherever you like. You can even sit next to me. I don't care. What am I gonna do now? Just screw around, really. Got plenty of time to kill. So long as the security alerts don't go off, and I don't get any phone calls, I'm a free woman for the next hour or two. What do I usually do in my free time? At this point, sleep or watch shows, honestly. I don't have enough money to go anywhere. When I first got here, I would indulge myself and the rest of the club my off time. But I got kind of bored. Most of the people here aren't my type. Or they'd want things that I don't want. There's some real freaky fuckers in here. Not to yuck anyone's yum, but they do a lot of stuff that I don't like. Huh? What do I want then? Honestly, I'm pretty basic. I just want myself a cute boy or a girl, either's fine, really, to bully the shit out of. But you know, in a fun way. I do like that basically everyone here is shorter than me. It makes that dynamic much easier. Or at least it would, in theory. People upstairs want to collar me and turn me into a pet. Not interested. I'm vanilla as all hell. And last time I tried to whip my tits out for someone, they freaked out. Told me they were too big. Yeah, they are pretty big, right? You haven't seen the half of it, though. I've got a little trick that human women could only dream of. What is it? Wouldn't you like to know? Let's just say the straps on my dress are doing a whole lot of work. Anyway, you've basically asked me to tell you my life story. So what the hell are you doing here? You sure don't look like you're dressed for the nightlife. You heard the food was good. You're fucking kidding me. I mean, you aren't wrong, but really? So I take it the rest of the club isn't really your thing then? That's what I thought. Well, I hope you are satisfied at the very least. For bar food, we actually did a surprising good job. If we didn't, I'd probably have lost my mind by now. You still haven't eaten yet? Huh? What, did you rush in the back first thing when you heard me yelling? You really aren't cut from the same cloth as the people around here, are you? Maybe. Say, do you have anything else going on right now? Just dinner? Well, you are half my height, and you do happen to be a cute boy, whose tastes seem to not be completely out of line with mine. You want to touch my tits? Yeah, I'm serious. Come on, you can squeeze them and play with them. I need something to break up the monotony around here. And maybe playing with each other a bit would be just the thing. I can tell you want them. There's no need to be polite with me. Oh, there you go. Give them a good squeeze. That's good. Fuck me. It's been a while since I've been grabbed like that. Am I okay? Yeah. Don't worry. They're just really sensitive. I love it. If you do something wrong, I'll tell you. I just want a man who can appreciate what I've got. It feels so good. The kind of touch that you only get from someone who really appreciates what you've got. Maybe you'll be someone who can appreciate my little trick then. What is it? No. It wouldn't do to just tell you. I need to show you. Let go of my breasts. It's in the go, not give him a squeeze first. Not that I really mind. Now, stick your hands out. Palms up. Put them just about here. Is this a trick? I mean, it is. But it's one you'll like. Hopefully. Now, are you ready? Good. It feels real good to let these puppies out. The look on your face. Yeah, they're fucking huge, aren't they? The dress keeps them in place. I'm not gonna give you an anatomy lesson on my species. But let's just say, they contract and expand really easily. It'd be awful if I had to walk around with these swinging back and forth all day. You can squeeze them again. It's all right. They're so soft and squishy. You like them? Good. That's exactly what I want to hear. That means I'll finally get to try something. Let me tell you, I've been watching a lot of porn. I've seen a lot of things that my people back home, they would have never done. Like what? Well, one thing in particular stood out to me. There's quite a few humans that seem to love sticking their dicks between a fat pair of tits. I just haven't found one yet that wants to go along with it. But you, and the way you touch my breasts, and the way you look at them, I bet you'd love to feel them wrapped around it, wouldn't you? Listen, you stammering and stuttering. I have been looking for a cute boy to bully with my tits. Maybe I've finally found him. Tell you what, let me have my fun with you. And after I call in at the boss later, I'll buy you dinner. It's a win-win for both of us. Not like I'd expect you to say no, anyway. You will? God. Let's see. Where can we... get on the table. Maybe not the most comfortable, but it gives me space. Space for what? Lay on your back on the table, and you'll find out. Alright, now it's my turn. See, I needed space to get on top of you. So, I've shown you mine. Now I get to see yours too, right? Good boy. Guess we're past the point of you hesitating. That's nice. Already hard. Good size, too. Hot and throbbing already. Yeah, you're looking forward to this, huh? Then I won't make you wait any longer. Oh, look. It disappeared into my breasts. And don't feel bad, though. You aren't tiny. I'm just that much bigger than you. But, do I love the heat of it between my tits. It feels just as good as I thought it would. Now, you just lay back and chill out and let me have my fun. I want to try some of the things I saw in the porn videos on you. Now let me squeeze these down and get you nice and looped up. There, that should be perfect. How does that feel? Do they feel good around you? My huge, soft tits wrapped around your hard dick. Squeezing around it. Stroking you with my breasts. Does it feel good? Sliding between them. You don't have to answer. I can already tell by the way you moan. This is perfect. This everything I wanted. It feels good. My breasts are so sensitive. The heat from your dick. It feels so nice. Everything inside my breath. Your cum. Your mind. Let the pleasure overtake you, my dear. There's so much pre-cum pouring out of the tip. Mixing with my spit. Ah. at you. Trap beneath me. I love it when they smile at me. Humans are so much fun to tease and play with. That's right. I know you like it. The way you looked at me when I stood up. I knew that you were mine on an instant. Good. Yes. Moan for me. Cry out for me. But don't come yet. No. I feel so good. I'm so glad I get to finally have my way. And this dick is so big. It's so hard. I love the way it throbs when you like tits. Look on your face. It makes me so happy. But I think that I need to lube this a bit more and that we need to pick up the pace. What do you say? Good. That's what I thought. Oh, your pre-cum tastes so good. There. You ready for me? Good. Because I'm not going to hold back anymore. I'm going to milk this hard dick for everything it has. I want you to pump all of your hot, sticky cum between my tits. I want it to overflow. Surely you won't disappoint me, right? I'm gonna practically crush your pelvis into my tits. And you love every last moment of it. When I'm done with you, you'll hardly be able to walk anymore. I can feel it all mixed together. Oh, your cum, my sweat and spit. Oh, feel how it slides so easy between my tits. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Moan for me. Cry out in pleasure. It sounds so wonderful. I want to make you come so bad. I want to hear you cry as I wring your balls dry. Throbbing and torching so much. I love this dick so much. Oh God, I just want to blow the shit out of you every night with my tits. I love that, wouldn't you? Just lay it down and have me milk you every single day. You'd probably lose your mind, wouldn't you? You're gonna come soon, aren't you? You're gonna come soon. I can feel you breathing so heavily. Your cock is twitching so much. You're gonna pour it all out of my chest. Are you gonna give me everything that I want? Good, then give it to me. Give me what I want so badly. Give me what I crave. Cry out for me. Cry and moan as you pour every last drop of your hot, sticky cum into my tits. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. God. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck me. You really poured a lot in my breasts. Damn. Did it really feel that good? You look like you've got half a mind just passed out on the spot. You can't do that, though. I promise you dinner. Surely, you wouldn't stand a lady up, right? Yeah, we're gonna have dinner together. Like I said, it's my treat. At first, I was just gonna get you something, but I worked up an appetite myself. And I figure, maybe after dinner, we can do some more. You like that idea? God, I want to play with you more, too. I like the way you react to me. I like the way you touch me. Finally, some actual fun for once. So, how about you and I clean up this mess, and we go eat then? What about my boss? Oh, shit. How long has it been? No, we're fine. It's barely been an hour. I can give her a call about the fucked up wiring, and then tell her I'm gonna take dinner. No big deal. Hey. Are you a local by any chance? You got a place around here then? Well, what if I came by later, after work? I need a change of scenery so bad, you have no idea. You can play with my tits some more, or, you know, ask more questions, I guess. Seems like you've got interest in doing both those things, don't you? Yeah. Well, then I guess it's a date. Let's get cleaned up and go upstairs then. You know, the people in the club are going to be so jealous of me with me hanging off your arm.